Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Morgen, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
I'm sitting here with Martin from Mobshy Rocks.
Yes.
Thanks for the show.
Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, we had a good time. It's like for each show you get into it a little more for each show and make some initial mistakes like the first maybe two shows. But I think we're getting into it right now. We have a lot of fun. Like when all the nervousness releases, it's like we can really focus on what we're supposed to do up there.
Okay, nearly one decade between the conclusion and Generation Tranquilize.
Yeah.
What happened in the meantime?
I mean, I dropped off in 2003. I had some like change of priorities. I really wanted to spend time at home. I got to learn the art of tattooing, and that was like my biggest reason, I think, for quitting the band, because I don't know, I just felt I had just had to have that like security at home, like just, you know, focus on something else for a while. Then I started to miss the whole, I mean, being in the studio and being on the road and that all that. So then we got asked to do the Millencolin 20-year anniversary festival thing in 2012, and I think that was like the start of the new era of Bombshe Rocks. The other guys continued without me, so they did a couple of tours. They toured Japan and they did some shows in Europe and that. So they've been busy all the time. There was some years before I joined again that they were really. It was getting kind of slow, but now we're back and we're having a great time. So.
And you've been on tour with Millencolin several times.
Yeah. And this is our third time, yeah.
Okay. And is it different this time with both bands having a brand new album?
Yeah, it's different in many ways, I think, because we first toured with them, I think, in 2000 in Europe, and we were so young back then. We were in our early 20s, and it was such a new situation, like being on the road. They were the one that kind of taught us how to act on tour. So but nowadays we're more like everyone has families and you know, houses and everything. It's so it's like a, we can't tell our wives this, but it's like a relief getting to do something besides what we do back home. I hope they don't listen to this.
Oh, it's a small station. Nobody listens to it.
Really?
Your hometown is
Västerås. Västerås, yeah.
In a city of about 100,000 people?
I yeah, think. A little more, I think. 150, close to, I think, nowadays, but yeah.
And is there a punk scene?
Not really. We had this like this viral scene back in the early 90s with a lot of like younger bands, but the whole punk rock thing grew very big in all of Europe. So it was kind of this big boom with both hardcore bands and punk rock bands in Sweden, and we kind of play the same shows. So it was kind of I really enjoyed those years, but I can't really say nowadays that in the same way they have like a punk rock scene. It's more like you go to shows every night now and then, but it's not a like, it's not a, I wouldn't call it a scene.
Okay.
Sweden, it's a big thing right now with bands singing in Sweden in Swedish. That's the I think the biggest trend.
And you started in 95.
Yeah, 95.
And so this year we have 20 years of Bombshell Rock.
Yeah.
And do you celebrate it?
We're thinking making plans for some kind of 20-year anniversary, I guess. It's like we're in this stage right now and we have to really focus on the album and promoting it with the new songs and everything. But we've been talking about like there may be a show later this year just playing songs off the first album. Maybe the first Street Art Gallery album, the whole, and then maybe some other songs. But something not very big, but maybe a club show or something like that.
And a good punk rock song lasts not longer than 3 minutes. And do you have a 3-minute punk rock story for us?
A 3-minute punk rock story? Wow, that's tough.
So maybe a 2-minute story.
2 minutes?
Maybe five.
30 seconds?
30 seconds? That's a really tough question. I was not prepared for that. I think I'm gonna have to think about that for a while.
No problem. And you work as a tattoo artist?
Yeah.
And what has been the strangest motive someone wanted you to do?
I really enjoy doing strange kind of stuff, okay. So that's basically my type of style when I tattoo. So I've done a lot of like kittens, small cats in blenders and stuff like that.
So it's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual. I love that kind of stuff.
And how did you get into punk?
I think more or less the same way that most of the kids from our generation got into punk rock. Like we through skateboard movies and snowboard movies. It was all in the early 90s, so a friend of mine had this tape with Bad Religion on, and you know we heard bands like Pennywise and NoFX. It was really like all Southern California kind of bands that got us into punk rock. And then we started like looking back in history, and we got to know bands like British bands, and I would listen a lot to Stiff Little Fingers and like Exploited and like old New York hardcore and like pretty much everything.
And how old were you? Where have you been?
This must have been like 92, so we were 15, 16.
Okay. And what is the most important difference between then, being a kid, and now?
I mean, back then everything was new and this was like a whole new world opened. I think nowadays we've been listening to this for almost 25 years, but I think being in this kind of situation when you're in a touring band and everything, it's almost like I enjoy it even more today, hanging out with our friends and people we meet like on the road, and you know every like old friends that we met over 10 years ago, meeting them again now, coming back, it's like it gives me even more nowadays than it did back then.
But it's been always there. Talked about the difference and
yeah, I think the love for what we do and also some kind of belief that we didn't really we didn't really finish school or anything. We just kind of dropped out of school and got on the road instead. So I think that's the thing that's most stable. That's like our belief in that we really do something meaningful, I think.
Ah, okay, maybe you know a three-minute punk rock story.
A three-minute punk rock story?
Yes.
Tell us about the last time we were here.
Just tell a story.
Okay, any story.
Oh, doesn't mind if it's true.
I also found that extremely difficult. I tried, but...
But I've heard the last time you've been here, everything was thrown.
Yeah, yeah. We were really... Okay, so we can do that story, because, I mean, we were here with the same band.
Yeah, the same lineup.
Same lineup, and...
2 years ago?
No, this was...
2002,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, 2002.
So it's a lot of...
Prescribed.
Yeah. And everybody was, like, really, really, really shit-faced.
Except for me.
Except for Mark. And I don't know, we were just drunk and having a good time, but it ended up us throwing chairs and tables and climbing the roof and I don't know, just destroying things outside the venue. And the police came and we had a really good tour manager with us who...
cleaned it up.
Yeah, I think we were pretty close to waking up in jail that night.
So what's going to happen tonight?
We got a long drive.
Yeah, tonight, yeah. So, that's...
We're going to drive for a couple of hours, so we'll probably end up in some truck stop somewhere. So we'll probably be...
Throwing tables and chairs.
Exactly. You never know.
Now we're pretty calm nowadays. It's more like we do our thing and then we have a couple of beers and then we go to sleep. That's basically it. We learn from our mistakes.
Im Frühling steigt so einiges. Die Temperaturen, die Stimmung und die Partys draußen. Nur die Preise. Die sinken jetzt bei vielen Produkten langfristig. Entdecke die neuen niedrigen Preise. Sogar bei vielen Möbeln für draußen. In deinem IKEA und auf IKEA.de.
Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-Team.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Morgen, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.